Time for a Stain Gang podcast with Ryan Spence, head coach of the 4-0-0 Midwestern State women's soccer team that continues to impress. What a homestand it was for Midwestern State as they knocked off Colorado Mesa and Central Oklahoma after opening the homestand with a 2-0 win over Wichita Baptist, which we talked about last week. But that game Thursday night against Colorado Mesa, that may be the best all-around performance I've seen from the Midwestern State women's soccer team since I've been here.
Yeah, they came out. I think just energized, knowing they were going to be a good team, knowing this was a game on their schedule at Mesa, that they needed this for kind of a month or two down the road. So again, I think it was a good match overall. But then I think the girls just did what we wanted to do, control kind of the tempo of the game a little bit better, especially in the second half. First half, you know, Mesa did really well. They kept the ball. They fought for balls pretty hard. But once we kind of controlled a bit more of the tempo in the second half, it swayed a little bit more our ways.
More than a little bit. I mean, they barely had any time in the attacking third in the second half of that game and just struggled to get through Midwestern State. It was an impressive performance all the way around. And then you had Central Oklahoma, and you had told us in the podcast last week that was going to be kind of a tough game. And as impressive as the win over Colorado Mesa was, and it was, there's something about the way you beat Central Oklahoma that's also impressive. It's like a pitcher that maybe doesn't have his good stuff but still picks up the win for his team.
Yeah, every time we play them, Central Oklahoma, it's always good. It's always an even match. Whether one team is outplaying the other or not, it seems to just stay close. You know, did we have some chances? Yes, we had some chances. I mean, we knew they were going to be good on corners. They had, I think, 7 corners. Didn't really get much out of those corners, which I was very pleased with our girls in that defending side of it. But yeah, they came out. They knew how important that game was. With them not getting a result against Augustana and Mankato, that they knew this was a match they needed to kind of correct a little bit of some mistakes maybe they made the week before. So they came out. They gave us. I mean, they came out and played the hardest. I mean, seeing them play before, I think that was the hardest out of the 4 games they came out and competed. And it was a warm day, and our girls just really first half didn't match it. The energy levels weren't as high as we needed to. They won every first ball and a lot of second balls. And when we did win some first balls, we weren't picking up the next runner. So, no, UCO gave us a good fight, and luckily we got through it.
You mentioned their 7 corner kicks, and it was a little bit different game than what we've seen from the first 3 games, because they had 7. You only had 3 corner kicks in that game, and that's something you've been producing a lot of corner kicks in the first few games.
Yeah, we were just off on the final pass. Have a chance to play a winger in, and we were just hitting the wrong touch of a ball. They were too short. It was the wind was decent that day too, so we just couldn't figure out what kind of balls to hit to those players to go at them until kind of the second half, and then we started looking a little bit better.
That's also kind of become a trend here through the first 4 games, is that you're making halftime adjustments and you're playing better in the second half. That's got to be something that pleases a head coach.
I think a big thing for that is it's just, I mean, again, we've got 6 wingers kind of getting in there. Our wingers aren't having to play over 45 minutes, which was kind of what we wanted to coming in this. In the past, we might have been relying on 1 or 2 girls that are going to have to pick up the load. This year, we're able to split the load. I mean, we could probably start 3 or 4 different ones, and I don't think it would change much. And I think that was a big thing going into this year, was the depth in those positions. And we've not had any, I would say, drop off. It's just stayed constant, where other teams maybe are dropping down with subs, where our girls out wide, especially in the winger position, are coming in and doing a really good job keeping the game going.
What's impressed you most about your team through the first 4 games?
I think probably it's just that. It's just when we make changes, nothing's really dropping that much. And maybe it kind of reminds me of maybe my old days when we played. Whether within the group we kind of knew who a 1 or 2 was, you could see it and hear it on faces of the players we were playing against, that we'd sub a right mid in and they'd be like, oh my God, they just fresh legs are about to run out of sand. I think that's something we have the ability to do to other teams, is kind of have a bit of that. You know, from that play, especially from the high at the attacking area, Sloan's been doing well. Jimena coming off the bench has done well. I think those high 3 positions were just reloading a bit and not having to change a whole bunch.
I'm talking about two of the girls you just mentioned. First, Sloan. It had to feel good for her to see the ball go across the goal line and into the back of the net, scored in the 64th minute against Central Oklahoma, the game-winning goal. She's drawn a lot of attention in all four games.
Yeah, I think she's had chances of probably 3 or 4 goals, maybe gotten unlucky on a couple of them that were called back. But she has the pace. She has the athletic ability to get at people when we're there. I mean, she can turn it on late in the game. I could just relate a little bit being a defender playing 80 minutes, and all of a sudden you got someone running at me again, late in the game. So that's a little bit of maybe draw eyes away, and then maybe that's all. I think that's also probably been a key factor of why the wingers have been able to do good from the group of them, because she's been drawing a lot of eyes towards her.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then you mentioned Kimena, who's a Wichita Falls native, and it looks like she's kind of taken her game to another level.
I just think she's going in a little stress-free, which is kind of, again, I know we got people that want to come here and they transfer because they want to play big minutes, but sometimes you just got to find the role, just buy into it. And Jimmy's, I would call it Jimmy, she's done a really good job kind of just coming in and just being something different. She's not Sloan. She's not someone who's going to win a foot race 60 yards, but she is one that when we want to find her feet, she's comfortable on the ball. She doesn't panic.
Seems like she's comfortable in traffic.
Yep, and that's kind of why we tell her we're not asking you to be that one to run on, but we do need you to see what Sloan's doing good and bad and see if we can fix it and adjust it to where we're not just replacing so much like for like in that position, more just, hey, I need you to help change this and maybe slow the pace down or speed it up or do that. And she's done a good job adapting.
I've had a chance after the last 3 games, broadcasting the games, to talk to some of the girls. And it seems like everybody's on the same page. And it seems like this team legitimately, it doesn't seem like lip service. Everybody just wants to do their job and trust their teammates to do their job.
Yeah, I mean, of course, deep down, some of them will probably want more minutes, which I hope that's the case.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a bad thing either, is it?
And it's just kind of the way you go about doing it. Just put your head down and work. Things will happen. Things will work out like they're supposed to if you're working hard. If you're sitting there with your hand open, kind of like, oh, when's my time? Like, it probably is not going to come. So I think that's what's been good with the girls who maybe are coming off the bench or maybe not gotten as many, that they've still in training. Like, they still grind it, and that's something we haven't had in the past. And that's a little that I give credit to just the group and as a whole. They come out and they train this morning. We train at 6 a.m. They had the music out there. They're upbeat. They were excited. And I know you can get some down faces because maybe they're not feeling like they're getting enough of what they want, but like they're still grinding. And I think that's a testament to them individually.
Winning helps some of that too, doesn't it?
It does. But again, we're all human nature. We all have selfish tendencies. I mean, I would have too. And it's just make sure number one's a group. The only thing that matters is the group. Yes, it's okay to want more. And that's I hope you want more. How do you fight for that? And that's the thing. I think some of them are learning, have learned how to just be ready for their moment. And when you get those moments, just kind of make sure they're good.
You're talking about managing the minutes. How much does that help you as the season progresses, as you get into late October and November?
It's good if you're winning. if you're trying to manage minutes at this point, being 4-0, if you manage the minutes and you're 1-2-1, you might have as a coach some doubt, like, okay, crap, should we have left them in? Should we have, and I've never really done that. And again, in the early season, you want to manage minutes because at the end of the day, when it gets cold, legs feel a little bit better. So if you can eliminate the high minutes on certain positions to keep things fresh, which I feel like we try to do, it helps down the road. And I think the last few years we've been decent down the road.
I know we've probably talked about this in all the podcasts, but I can't tell you how impressed I am with how well your team's managed the heat. And all 3 of these games on the homestand played in 100 degree temperatures. It just seems, I mean, it's so hot out there, but it doesn't appear as though your team's slowing down at all.
Yeah, again, I think it goes to the depth. The girls, again, the girls are coming in and they're not, I mean, we haven't had too many moments where we put a girl in and be like, oh, she's off. We got to get her off. The girls have just kind of took in our information well and just kind of gone out there and been free. And I think that helps when you got someone coming off the bench and they're elevating things. That helps the girls who are the defenders and maybe Sophie who's playing a bit of holding mid to be able to have a bit of relax when we're subbing instead of thinking, oh no, here, you know, like, okay, we're going to have to do more defending. Nope, it's been steady. So, yeah, it's been I give that to a little bit of our depth with the Heat.
Hard to believe, but the conference campaign is here. Wednesday, you're in Odessa to play UT Permian Basin on the UTPB turf field. What do you expect to see out of the Falcons? How similar are they to any of the opponents you've seen so far?
Oh, they haven't had a blemish yet. I mean, they've taken care of every game they've got in their schedule, and they've done well. They're a desperate team. I say desperate. I mean, it's going in game five. But I think they're eager. I mean, Garrett's got them wanting to win. And the thing is, they have they're 3-0 right now, and so he's got them geared up, and I'm sure they're excited to have us coming down there as their first home game for the conference. And his aim's going to be get some points, and our aim's going to be can we not get a team more motivated or energized during the game? Can we put our chances away early and be able to control the pace?
First goal important in this game?
Yes, but. Just know it's you don't know when. I mean, we didn't score a goal until whatever the 70th minute or something on Sunday. 64th. So just be ready for the moment. Understand when that does come. You know, I don't think there was any panic at all in our girls going in the second half. I thought, you know, we went and told them what we need to do differently, and they did a little bit better. And just understand playing UCO against the wind is that's not ideal. Like they're a team that will get on top of you. We'll pump balls in and make you have to deal with it. So they did a good job doing that. And we were, our girls were frustrated for it. And so they came and adjusted. So the first goal, it would be nice, but we're built hopefully to not have to rely on an early goal to stay in things and control it.
I mentioned that it's a turf field at Permian Basin. You've played the last three on grass, but you practice on turf all the time. I'm guessing there's not a big adjustment for your team.
Well, it'll probably be similar to our practice field. I think football still trains on it, so it can be beat up a bit. But no, I think the turf. The key part is we're playing at 6 p.m. The sun, as we know, as you're a broadcaster, you're looking the other way,
yeah.
Looking into a 6 p.m. sun, regardless of what time. I mean, the first 20 minutes of our 7 o'clock kickoffs are rough when you're trying to look across the field. So both teams are going to have to deal with that. So it's just more of the environment.
I've talked a lot about the positives of what Midwestern State women's soccer has shown through the non-conference campaign. But I know as a head coach, you always have concerns. What's an area or two where you still say, you know what, we're winning, but we need to do this?
Just keep thinking of the end goal of what we want to do. I mean, our last home game this year is going to be Dallas Baptist. So the key down the road is to make sure that game has some pretty high values. That would be really nice if it's for there. I mean, DB's going to do well. I mean, they're going to roll through some teams and do well against some of our top teams. So Can we get to that goal? That the end goal is get to that game and make it mean something, because that would be something that, again, we tell these transfers: you come here to compete, you come here to win, and hopefully you come here to put yourself into position. So just not being stagnant, knowing that down the road will hopefully mean something where you can bring a trophy home, and that's hopefully the motivation you get going in these games.
We're going to have a really fun day here on Saturday because you'll be playing Eastern New Mexico, which I know that game always means a little extra something to you. You were at Eastern New Mexico before you returned to your alma mater. And then the guys will play at 7 o'clock against Cal Poly Pomona. It'll be a great doubleheader. Why is soccer so successful here at Midwestern State? And you're, the women's program is rising to another level here over the last couple of seasons.
I mean, I think a lot of it's kind of the coaches. I mean, Coach Elder was, I mean, it's just something. I mean, when I played here, we didn't lose many home games. Jeff Trimble, when he was here for those 16.
They didn't lose many games under Elder at all.
No.
You guys won 80% of your games.
Yeah, and then Jeff Trimble is the same way. I mean, he did well. Damian came in and did well. And I think we've now, the last 4 or 5 years, have been good. I can't answer that. I mean, I think the city helps. Fields maybe a little bit narrow. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just think the coaches over the years have kind of built that tradition, and hopefully me and Meacham's done a good job as well, as just keep continuing that, what staying park means. And it meant a lot to me.
And
as
you're
a player.
Attracting good players. I mean, that the bottom line is you're only going to be as good as the players you have. Yep. And it looks like you've assembled a real quality team this year, off to a great start. The conference campaign begins here in the middle of the week with you at UTPB. We were talking to Rich Renner on a podcast earlier about how the LSC is not doing so well in gridiron football. In women's soccer, the LSC looks really strong.
Yeah, it's a bad year to have a good start, I guess you could say. UTD is going to be good, man. They're great. Texas women's great. And I mean, it's just, yeah, it's going to be tough. This year's going to be good.
So just a reminder that Midwestern State will be home Saturday at 4 o'clock to take on Eastern New Mexico. Stick around for the men's game at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, you can see the women on Flow College on Wednesday when they take on UT Permian Basin. That's a 6 o'clock start. And we'll talk to Ryan Spence again next week on the Stain Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.